This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey Planner World, thanks so much for supporting Planners and Wine. If you are looking for more amazing content, make sure you head over to our Patreon page. We have exclusive bonus episode, exclusive content, and an amazing community that you cannot find anywhere else. Now is also the perfect time to join because we may or may not be debuting an exclusive Patreon-only spinoff show in the coming weeks. Just letting you know, you ain't here for me. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and check out the link in our show notes and get signed up for our Patreon today. We'll see you over there. What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And I am Megan. Welcome back, guys.
Yes, welcome back to another week.
Yes, and we are doing our monthly Patreon live show today. So we have some patrons in the building. So shout out to you guys for joining us on this Sunday morning for me, still afternoon for Myra.
Yes, thank y'all so much. We always have a good time with these episodes. So excited to chat with y'all. And for those of you listening on Thursday, you can always join the Patreon and be a part of the live recordings.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Get them early if you can't even join live. So much good stuff behind the Patreon wall.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Myra, how has your week been? And guys, let us know in the chat. How was your week? Anything special happen? Anything stick out? Or was it just another regular, regular, smegular summertime week?
Yeah, I mean, overall, for the most part, it was pretty much regular for me. We just did a little bit for Ashton's birthday, but he had a lot. He had a lot of goodies. He went over so many different people's house and had cupcakes. By Saturday, he had literally had like 2 cupcakes a day, which is insane.
That's amazing. That's how it should be. That's how birthdays should be, okay? Just indulgence in all your favorite things. I love it.
Yeah, so he has been living his best life, so I am absolutely here for it. I was talking to Chuck, like, we need to have a better game plan when it comes to birthdays, because it's just, like,
chaotic.
Spend a lot of money. Yeah,
chaotic. Birthdays are very, very expensive, or they can be, and especially, like, it's so crazy, like, Myra's family and my family are the same when it comes to our birthdays, because everybody's birthday is one month birthday, like, both of our families are the exact same way, so it's a lot. It's a whole lot.
Yeah.
At one time,
we do not get a break. Mm-mm. And Chuck reminded me too. In between ours is Mother's Day and Father's Day too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's crazy. And then ours has Christmas and Valentine's Day. So it's just like
It's a lot. It's a lot of gift giving.
It is.
But it's fun times though. Mm-hmm. We still kept it pretty low key though. Overall.
That's really good. I feel like with Mason, like, she has never had like a really huge like birthday party, like where we just like really went out. Like, we've always kind of done something kind of small and intimate, and I feel like those have really been great. I feel like social media and just the outside world in general really puts like pressure on parents to like go all out and spend a bunch of money, but you can still have a really awesome, special, meaningful birthday without doing all that. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you kind of start off doing that, once the kids start to get older and realize what's going on, the bar is set very high. And then if you don't do that 1 year, they might be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just feel like kind of small and low key, especially while they're so young and they can't even really remember, you know, is the way to go. Once they get older, then obviously, and they're able to kind of tell you more about what they want, then, you know, if you got it, definitely go with the more elaborate stuff if you want to. But I just hope that any new parents out there aren't feeling too much pressure. Like, do what you can for your kids, and it's going to be special no matter what.
Absolutely, for sure. Yeah, I think the pandemic really
help with that, like with being okay with having low key birthday parties, at least for us, because like our kids, once they start to realize what birthday actually is, like we couldn't do that stuff. So they never really had the opportunity to have something big and extravagant too. So I think that was a benefit in that. But but yeah, only big extravagant one I did was his first birthday, which was more so for me.
Well, yeah. And that's fine. Yes, and that's fine.
Wholeheartedly. Absolutely no. I'm not one of those parents like, oh, they wanted it. No, it was absolutely for me.
For sure. That's fine. That's definitely fine. That's definitely fine. And when you say big and elaborate, like, what do you even mean by big and elaborate? Like, did y'all like rent the space?
Yeah, we had the space. Okay. We maybe had like 25 guests, Paw Patrol theme.
Oh, that's not too bad.
But yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad. And I, y'all know, I do a lot of DIY stuff. So that's my jam. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. See, it's levels to it. It's definitely levels to it. Yeah. You didn't, you know, rent a pony or anything like that.
Yeah, that's out of my
for a 1 year old. I would love to do that for Mason at some point because she is absolutely very much into ponies and horses. Like, she's a very stereotypical little girl. And when it comes to like stuff like that, but yeah, that's not cheap. That is not a cheap thing to do. Nope. Exactly. But yeah, let's get into some planner world stuff. So guys, I'm so disappointed because I was going to tell y'all about a couple of sales and I don't even think they're going on anymore. Like, to be fair, Simplify's birthday sale was going on for a few weeks. Okay. And it kind of started around our break time or a little bit after our break time, I think. And theirs ended, I believe, but theirs was going on for a couple weeks. Plum Papers, on the other hand, I swear I just saw that post about their sale earlier this week. And I'm not even sure. I couldn't find the post because now that people are able to like pin posts on their page at the top, it kind of makes finding stuff that's more recent a little bit more difficult. So I didn't even see the post anymore. Yeah, so I don't know if it's not going on anymore. So, you know, check for yourself. I went to the Plum Paper website. I didn't see anything about a sale, but like I said, I got it from their social media. But I'm just like, if the sale is really over and it was literally for like a couple of days, really, like, give people some time. It wasn't even that deep of a sale. It was like 15% or something like that.
Yeah, Danielle says she only synced it in their stories.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure.
Maybe it was like a flash sale kind of thing.
Do not recommend. Like, give people a chance to see it. Give people a
what
chance
was the
to
sale?
See it. It was like the back to school sale, which isn't typically a flash sale.
Oh yeah, true. Was it a percent off?
Or... It was like 15% off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like 15% off. So yeah, guys, I have no idea. I know the Simplified ones is not going on, but even then, like, I did check on the Simplified one because I told y'all I've been thinking about Simplified Planner, like their daily, for the last few months. The new daily wasn't even included in the sale. Like, you put in the code with the daily in your cart and it wouldn't even apply to it. Can y'all stop calling everything a sale? That's not really a sale.
they read the fine print.
Seriously. Like, even I was looking on Overstock this week to buy some stuff for the house, and they were having like their little 4th of July sale or whatever. And it literally, like, the code for the sale, I believe, was like everything. And even the everything had like an asterisk because it wasn't actually everything. And it's like, why are y'all just using words like this that actually don't apply? Like, make the code some things because it's not everything. Because
that don't appeal to people. Everything appeals to people. That gets people coming in. It's marketing.
And it's a lie. It's a lie, marketing. Though. It's so crazy. And but it's
not
it's
really because they have the asterisk. False.
But it's not everything if there's an asterisk. That's the thing.
That's how to get away with it. Like, if you put, 50% off some of the things on our website, ain't nobody going to click on that.
Just because it's legal doesn't make it right. Okay, I feel like that is very the theme of a lot of things in this country in particular. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right. It's definitely disingenuous, mischievous. JC, I love that word. That definitely applies. Collect bait and switch. Absolutely. That's what all this is. So, yeah, I don't have any planner sales to tell y'all about. Anybody?
Describe those. Very good.
Yep. If anybody in the comments have any planner sales that they are aware of that are actual sales that are going on, let us know. But I have no idea.
So I don't know. You know, we've been around the planner streets for a while. I feel like this year has been very quiet when it comes to back to school. I feel like we used to seeing a great deal of different releases, different sales. And I don't know if it's just because people did it earlier. You know, mm-hmm. EC did it way earlier this year. But I don't know. I don't know. It's just been awfully quiet.
You know what? And I think even besides, yeah, I totally agree with that. There hasn't been a lot of back to school. And I'm trying to figure out, like, has there just not been a lot going on in the planner community? Because, or are my ears just not to the streets the way they used to be in the planner community? Because, yeah, I feel like the whole community has been kind of quiet lately. Yeah, Veronica, I did see Notique's. Thank you for that. I didn't even realize it was still going on. Notique is having their warehouse sale, which, I mean, you know, a lot of the best stuff is gone already, but they still have a lot of on there. Hours. Yeah, you can still get, like, some wallets, some laptops, covers, some of their bags. You can still get a few things on there, but most of the agendas are not available anymore. But definitely check it out. And shout out to VJ, because, man, the girls was waiting on that sale. Like, I swear, I got the email at like 8 a.m. and I was on the website at 8:45 and everything I wanted was gone. Like, how does this work?
Yeah, if y'all got something, let us know for sure. Mm-hmm. Because I was curious to see, like, how, because I know it was a percentage off based off of the imperfections of it. Like, it was, like, 30 to 50, like, somewhere around there.
It was pretty good. Yeah,
it was pretty good either way. Mm-hmm. But I was just curious to see, like, what are the imperfections? Because I don't feel like they would be that much of a difference.
I doubt anything was that excessive. I don't
know. So if you snack something, you got a deal.
Yep. Let us know. Naomi said Let's Planet is having a summer sale right now, 25% off. I have no idea what Let's Planet is. Are you familiar with that shop, Myra?
Nah, is it stickers or?
Yeah, tell us more about that shop, Naomi. Wait, let's see who else, because we got a couple of others. JC said the pink planner sale is happening this weekend and some small shops are a part of it. No idea what that is either. So give us some more info for real.
It's probably one of those, you know how
like a bunch of shops join
in. Like the ultimate planners. Yeah, one of those kind of things. That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay. Life Planner Action sale is on. Might just be today. So as y'all are hearing this.
This is why you need to join the Patreon.
Yep, so you could be on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Lights, Planner, Actions. Oh, it might be today might be the last day. Oh, I don't know. Hmm. Is the blackout still on sale? Because I know she only does it for the first week for the blackout paper.
That is a good trick question. LPI is a sticker shop out of Calgary, Canada, I'm assuming. Yep, it's a Canadian shop. Yeah, Kane has a sale now, so Print Precious might be having a sale now. I really need to get a list of planner shops to like research every week before the episode so I can see what's going on with them. Because I tried to think of a few right before we started and I was like, okay, so yeah, Print Precious is having a 30% off sale.
It's an anniversary sale, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know how long this lasts.
Every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he, so yeah, definitely be on the radar for him, because sometimes you might catch a little acute gem every Wednesday from him.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. Also, the what is that? Pen paper garden girls? What is that? The sugar. There's a planner conference coming up, and I'm so sorry. I never can get the name right. I'm trying to look it up real quick. I want to know if anybody in the comments is going.
The Planning by the Beach one?
Yeah, Planning by the Beach.
That's this weekend?
I think this is coming up weekend. Or if it's not this weekend, it's next weekend, but I think it's this weekend.
Yeah, if y'all are in the chat and y'all are going, let us know. We would love to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will not be there. Flights are too high right now. Because I definitely looked a couple weeks ago because I was curious. And I was like, ooh, mm-mm. Not going to happen.
Honestly, I haven't really heard too much about it.
Yeah.
In the streets either. I'm wondering if that's the case too. Because flights are extremely expensive. So
mm-hmm.
I just see people being like, if it ain't local, I ain't going.
Right, exactly. Okay, the Paper Garden Gals, excuse me, guys. And yeah, their Planted by the Beach conference is July 15th through the 16th. They have lots of cool sponsors. Let us know if y'all are going to go. Yeah, flights are crazy. Yeah, flights are getting canceled really left and right now. Like, even my baby that I always fly Southwest is, like, pricing me out right now, and I'm really upset about it. So,
Yeah, flights, they trying to make up for the COVID days when nobody was really traveling.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of these airlines, even though they weren't supposed to, they ended up laying off a lot of their workforce or forcing a lot of their workforce to retire and stuff. And now that people are traveling again, they don't have the staff that they did, but they're still selling just as many tickets because they're basically just trying to profit, and they're causing all this chaos for themselves. It's kind of wild. It is kind of wild. Passion Planner is on sale right now. Thank you for mentioning that, SM Result 27.
Oh yeah.
Passion Planner planners, I knew they had raised their prices recently. I didn't realize they raised their prices this much.
Yes, it's up there, ain't it?
Now the regular price of a annual Passion Planner is $50.99. That's about $20 more than it was when I first bought a Passion Planner, like back in like 2019. Like, that is a pretty significant price hike. But yeah, so the sale, they have $5 for selected planners, up to 50% off everything else, and it looks like it's going on for about another day. So when this episode comes on, unless they extend it, it's not going to be still going on.
Yeah.
It's wild.
But yeah, stay ready so y'all have to get ready, y'all.
I still need Passion Planner to give us another layout while they raise these prices. It's like, what's going on? Like, I get it. Like, I'm sure that this is not just about profit. Like, I feel like the way the person who owns it runs her company, I really feel like this is really just to maintain her staff and to be able to grow and everything. I doubt that this price hike is literally just to line her pocket. She just does not seem like the type of person. But with this price hike, we need to come with some more options or something, because I don't even know how well, I don't know if their sales are doing really well or they just have way too much stock. Because I mean, the fact that a planner can literally be $5 when it was $50 is, I don't know, the math ain't math. Something is going on. Something ain't right.
I mean, they probably got hit pretty hard with the pandemic too, though.
I'm sure.
Why things are really hiked up. But yeah, that's a really extensive increase. I feel like I remember it being around like $35-$40.
Yeah, it was like when got a Passion Plan, I believe I paid $35 for it, and that was without it being on sale in 2019. Mm-hmm. And it's gone up significantly, and the planner hasn't changed significantly. You're not getting anything additional for the planner. So I just had never seen a planner company like hike their prices like to that extreme. I don't think I've ever noticed that before. So yeah, that's wild. Okay, Danielle said she wrote about it when it was announced. So I need to look and see if I have that email or check on their blog and see. Because I'm sure she gave some type of explanation, but that's still pretty hefty. Like, even on sale, these academic ones are $40 when that's even more than the regular price used to be. That's wild.
I do remember them like announcing that the prices was going to change, and it kind of gave people the opportunity to buy at the existing price, but I didn't really read too much into it because I wasn't in the market for a new planner anyway. But I do remember them actually announce it. It wasn't like a surprise kind of
thing. I think they announced it twice. I think this might be the second price hike. I think it went up a little bit and then it went up again to what it is now. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But yeah, this is a good time to buy a passion planner if you want one, because it's cheaper than what it usually is, gosh. Let's see. Archinolis is having a 20% off sale, and you can stack an affiliate code on top. Okay, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. So
that check is
out Archinolis notebooks. I need no more notebooks, but and if you are in the market for one, now is a really good time to buy.
For sure. Same. I do not need any more. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the existing ones. But there may be some like markers or something if y'all want to check those out. I love their markers.
Yep. Same here. But yeah, in more sold out news. So Cloth and Paper has their new clips. Yes, they are sold out, but I wanted to talk about them because I really like them. I haven't got to get one, but like when they initially announced it, I was just like, you know, these are okay. You know, and then all the Olive Clip drama happened and now they're coming out with more of them. I think they have two different sets of them now. I'm really into them. They've really grown on me. I wasn't like a big fan of them, but now I think I really like them, and I definitely think I want to check them out once they are back in stock. Did you have a chance to pick these up before they sold out, Myra?
I didn't. I thought they were really neat, and I love that she tapped into that. I'm gonna be 1,000% honest that Allie Clip Mess made me want to buy them even more, so that that shit backfired, Allie Clip, but
it did.
Yeah, but I think they're super cute. I just love Cloth and Paper's aesthetic. It's not 100% mine's, but I do love that clean, minimalist, chic kind of aesthetic. And yeah, if I ever get my hands on them, because I got caught slipping again, end up trying to catch up on some work and missed out on the time when they had the happy hour and they were sold out. I want the quartz one.
Yeah, I love the quartz. I love the white ones too. I had them in my cart, but I really just did not want to make a purchase of just those. And I didn't get a chance to look and, you know, peruse their website to see what else I wanted. And by the time I figured out what else I might want to get, they were gone. So hopefully she will be restocking those and we'll have lots of those to get, because I definitely want to get them. And I really love how I just noticed the other day how Cloth and Paper kind of revamped their website. So now if you go to their website, they have like a layering size guide, so you can choose your size, then you choose the agenda that you want to get, or if you want to get a notebook or a spiral one, then you choose your dashboards, inserts, dividers, and then you choose all your accessories and your pens. It's really, I feel like it's really like logically laid out. You know what I'm saying? It takes a little bit. If you're used to going on the Cloth and Paper website, it'll take a little bit of time to kind of figure out where the things that you normally go for are. But if you are like new to their website, I feel like it's the perfect setup so that people won't be overwhelmed and they kind of really get like a lineup of what they need to get to start their planner system. So I noticed that the other day. I really liked it.
I totally agree. It's really set up for somebody who is new to planning. It's perfect for them to kind of pick and choose and figure out what they want. So yeah, I do love that setup. Overall, I feel like it's user-friendly. I mean, you just have to adjust if you're, like you said, used to the website. But yeah, I think it's perfect for newcomers. I wish, honestly, more established brands or sticker shops would do something like that, because there's a few sticker shops that I desperately want to buy from, like Planner Kate, but I get so overwhelmed with the website. There's so many freaking options. So if they would adapt some kind of, hey, is this your first time here kind of layout to the website, that would be really helpful.
I totally agree, because that's the reason why I haven't bought anything from Planner Kate as of yet either, because
overwhelming.
She has so much good stuff, but it's just overwhelming. I don't know where to start, and I just don't know. So yeah, I love that it's like logically laid out. Hopefully other shops and stuff can kind of realize that, because the whole point of your having a website is to make it user friendly, and you don't want your users like really struggling to find stuff. Like I said, that's why with CMP, if you are used to have their website used to be, it'll take a little bit to get used to how it is now to find stuff. But if for new people who are new to it, it's perfect for them. And you know, you can always use the search bar to look for something specific. That's what I did. So
yeah, if you're familiar with it, I think the search bar is probably best. Until you get used to the website, but yeah. Planner K, I don't know if you listen to this, but that's the only reason, literally, because it's just too, it's too much. It's too many options, and I'm not used to it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. Colette said that Wonderland is having a 40% off or so. We're not 100% sure, but she says she thinks it's 40% off their 2022 planner. So this is a great time to try a Wonderland planner. I started off this year using a Wonderland planner and I really, really loved it a lot. I just ended up needing a little bit more space because they are pretty small. But yeah, I definitely recommend those planners. And for them being so cheap right now, it's a great time to try it and see if you want to invest for 2023.
Yes. Speaking that Wonderland, the Aurora Stale, it's not on sale, but it did just drop their A5 collection. It's the ones they did with Any Plans. Yep, Any Plans. That's the one that I fell in love with and kind of neglected my Wonderland for. But I'm so excited that it's an A5 size because I felt like the B6 was just a little bit too small for me to use like on the day-to-day. But I do have the A5 Classic Vertical on the way. So if y'all want to check that out, y'all like that thin paper, that's a good one to try too.
Are those undated or dated?
It's undated.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah.
But definitely. They put the months in between the weeks, which here for it. I don't like months all together. That's weird.
Right, I agree. I agree. So let's talk about something that I'm sure you've probably dealt with, Myra, about planner brands, like, commenting on people's pictures to use them on their social media, website, whatever, and just basically saying, you know, I'll give you credit for using your picture. What are your thoughts on that, Myra, if you have experienced that? And people chime in the comments if y'all have experienced that as well.
Personally, I don't like it. I've had people ask me, whether it's in the planner community or outside, Target even, y'all know I stand Target, has even asked me in the past, and it's just weird. I think a lot of people accept it thinking that they're going to get exposure or whatever, but like, this is the way I look at it. Like, when's the last time you seen Target or some planner shop reshare a person's photo and you actually went to their page and followed them?
Right,
like, more than likely no. Like, that just isn't happening. So it's like they're getting all this free promotion from your work and not having to pay for it at all, while they're probably getting sales for whatever product is in that picture or photo or whatever. And you just got maybe exposure, a big maybe. Yeah, I'm just not a fan of that. I mean, brands do it all the time, though. But I just slide in the DMs like, hey, here's my rates. Let's talk. I would love to work with you, but you can't just use my photo and I not get any benefit off of it for sure. Usually they don't respond back to that because they don't want to pay for it.
Because they don't want to pay for it. That's why they asked in the first place. Yeah. And I think this is something we've talked to Laura about too. Like, when you give a brand that permission, you're not just telling them that they can use that picture on their social media. They can use that in advertising. They can literally take that picture and blow it up and put it in their stores, on commercials. Like, you're giving them almost ownership of that picture, basically. So you definitely have to be very, very careful about that. And yeah, it's wild to me. Especially when a big, like, not even company, but corporation like Target, who definitely has the money to pay people what the couple hundred dollars that somebody would probably charge for that. And they just like, no, because I feel like it kind of, everything leads back to people who are doing it for free because they're like, okay, well, if you won't give it to somebody for free, it's 10, 15, 20 other creators who will jump on it just because they don't know any better and they just want the free, you know, advertising or whatever. When, like you said, it really just does not compute into a ton of follows or anything like that. So, yeah, you definitely got to be careful. I mean, if you want to do that, it's definitely on you. But just know the ramifications. Like, you can end up seeing your picture all over a Target store and nobody's going to know it was even your picture. Like, you're going to get nothing for it. You're going to get no money, no credit, anything like that.
Cindy said that Target is notorious for that. Like, they are. If you scroll, like, find an item on their website, if you keep clicking, it will be people's, like, Instagram posts on there. Yep. Like, that's what you're giving permission for.
Yep, they are notorious for that. Cindy said that a hair product shop just took a photo of hers without asking, but luckily they were really quick to take it down when she DM'd them. So it's just like, why are you taking stuff without asking? If the person notices you're going to take it down, what's the point of even doing all that? The fact that they didn't even ask in the first place is
banking on you wouldn't notice or care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird. It's very, very weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, companies just need to stop being so damn cheap. And pay if you want quality content. Stop just having somebody, you know, peruse social media to find you free content. It's kind of it really does suck for content creators who are working really hard to create, you know, quality stuff. And they're not gonna get paid or get the recognition that they deserve because, you know, these companies, I mean, you gotta apply pressure. You gotta apply pressure. You gotta ask the questions. And you never know. One of those days when you message them, hey, here are my raise, they might just be like, okay, I got you. You never know. You literally never know unless you ask. Like, the worst they can say is no. And then you could be like, okay, well, you can't use my picture then. Have the day you deserve.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's a balance. Like, I don't know. I get some people might try to accept that and have that be their way into working with the brand on a paid basis. But I don't know. I'm just not with it personally. I just, I mean, if you feel like it's good enough for you to comment, hey, can we use this? It's good enough for you to pay for it. That's just me personally. So yeah, I know people are here, there, and everywhere when it comes to this influencing game. And should you work for exposure if it's beneficial? Like, it's different for everybody. But for me, especially within the planner community, like at this point, I just can't do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yep. But, exactly.
But yeah. It sucks. These companies have been getting over with the influencing game for a very, very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to change that. Yeah.
Yep. Colette said, I've seen people's content I follow outside the planner community on other accounts and not even a mention of the repost. Now, come on. People still just blatantly taking people pictures and stuff and not even crediting them. That's wild. Like,
yeah. I have issues with accounts who just repost other people's stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, just in general, and just be like, hey, just DM me if you want it taken down. It's like,
don't take it in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, I have issues with that because there's whole accounts out there like those. I mean, we've all seen, especially in the planner community, it's accounts that like repost people like making Bujo spreads or, you know, reels and stuff like that. And I don't know. I mean, I don't get that niche. Like, my niche is to take other people's stuff and share it.
Yep.
That don't make sense to me, but I mean, and they be having like thousands of freaking followers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like it's kind of easier for, like, say if you're somebody who wants to see a bunch of Bujo spreads, it's easy for you to follow that one page to seek out these 50 other pages that they're reposting. So it actually hurts the creators in the long run because that's less, why should they follow you when they can just see all your content plus other people's content on these other pages? It's no incentive for them to follow you in particular unless they just really, really love your stuff. But yeah, it's wild. It is very wild. Yeah.
For sure.
It's too much. But yeah, guys, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and we will be right back.
The Gooseby Twins will be hosting their first annual Back to School Drive in Lawndale, California on August 7th. This event is in partnership with Full Circle Athletics and sponsored by Erin Condren to benefit 300 kids and 100 teachers as they get ready for the new school year. Not only will school supplies be provided, but also haircuts, hair braiding, and nail services to local kids in need. If you would like to support this event, please visit the link in our show notes, or you can go follow Gooseby Twin Plans on Instagram and check out their link in their bio.
All right, guys, so we are back. So me and Myra have been talking literally this whole year about all the changes that Instagram is making, because it's literally like every other week or every week Instagram is rolling out something else, and it's just a lot. So I kind of wanted to talk about some of the more recent, like, bigger changes that they've made and get some feedback from the patrons about what you guys think about that as well. So Myra, what are the main things that you've noticed with what's going on with Instagram lately?
I know I'm probably going to be in the minority with the Instagram changes. I'm not mad at any of them. I'm just say that. And I know.
You don't have to be mad.
I feel like that's the thing. Okay. Hot take. Another hot take. I've been giving all the hot takes. This is why you need to join Patreon, because you would have heard the other one before. But why is the planner community so upset every time Instagram makes any adjustment? Like,
why don't we talk about the changes, and then we can talk about why people are upset at the change? Because I'm not somebody who's necessarily upset by them, but I do find them very annoying. So we are on opposite sides of that. So let's talk about it. So just give me a change. Give me your take, and then I'll give you my take on it.
And in the chat, go ahead and drop your opinions, because we'll go through them. But the biggest change is just updates to Reels. I know now Reels, you can put like polls and little like those slider things that you can put in your stories now, just to increase more engagement. They have also updated to 90 seconds, which I think is a really good update personally. And then they're also prioritizing original content, which I really appreciate. I don't really understand that, because sometimes like when people take their like thing from TikTok, it reads as original sound from whoever the creator is. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's going to get boosted up more. And I, you know, that's a whole nother story with not crediting people's sounds. But I think their intention of this is to give people more credit and more visibility if they create some kind of trend versus, you know, the next person doing what they did and then them blowing up. So I think that's what their intention is, but I don't know how that is going to be very executed when, you know, if you take it from TikTok, upload it to Instagram, sometimes it does post as original sound from XYZ creator. But I get what they were trying to do there. But yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, there's a lot of additional updates. And then they're also testing out only being able to view the first three slides in people's stories.
Okay,
let's talk about that. Hasn't rolled out to everything.
Yeah, let's talk about the Reels thing first, and then we'll talk about that. Okay, so with the Reels thing, I have a question. So when you say prioritizing original content, you say it does count when you take a video from TikTok and you upload it on Instagram, or is it recognizing that that content was not created originally in Instagram? Do you know
that? I don't know for sure. That's the issue I have with it, because if somebody does take the original sound, like maybe they do credit over on TikTok, but if you just like strip your actual TikTok and upload it to Instagram, it doesn't necessarily register that it's somebody else's sound. So I don't know if that is going to be an issue with Instagram prioritizing original content. So I don't know, but that will be my issue with that, because that's not fair if you're taking it from TikTok and you forget or don't do the extra steps to credit who actually did it. Now you are blowing up here over on Instagram from something that somebody else did on TikTok originally.
Yeah, so I don't know. I see what you're saying. I think, I mean, overall, I think the main reason why people, but I guess the planner community specifically, has such an issue with, like, say, the whole real thing, is because the majority of us, when we joined Instagram, we joined it a long time ago before that was a thing, before TikTok was a thing. And it's like, you join Instagram for the pictures and the interaction with other people in that way. And now Instagram does a complete 180, and they are changing from the reason why the majority of us joined it. And it's like, it's not even like a natural progression into something else. It is blatantly copying another platform that's more successful, aka TikTok. And obviously from Instagram standpoint, they're a business, so they're gonna do whatever makes sense for them business-wise. So if it's to totally change their platform in order to compete with another platform that is doing better than them, Then they're going to do that. And that makes businesses for them to do that. But for us, like the consumers and the users who have been using Instagram for so long, and we are like it for that specific purpose, and we like TikTok for a different purpose. Like for me, I'm still not into the Reels thing. Like, I don't ever look at Reels on TikTok. Like, I like only time I really pay attention to Reels is when like my friends post them on Instagram. Besides that, I don't seek out Reels on Instagram at all. I just prefer TikTok's content like way more. Like, I just think it's superior. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's better. And it's like, if I want to see videos, I still go to TikTok for videos just because Instagram is still pushing them more. That's still just not where I'm really interested. Now, one thing I do love about Instagram is Instagram stories. Even though they took that from Snapchat, once again, stealing stuff, that's actually something that works. So I guess I'm thinking Instagram is thinking, well, you know, us taking this from Snapchat works, so maybe us taking this from TikTok's working. And I don't know if it is or not. I just know for me personally, I'm not into Reels, but I am into the Instagram story. So that's what I think. I think people just join Instagram for a purpose, and now Instagram is just changing so much and is wanting to be more of what other platforms are. I think most of us would probably have a better time with Instagram if they want to push Reels, fine, but they don't have to prioritize it over pictures and stuff and the things that a lot of us still really want to see. Like now, if I scroll down my Instagram feed, I'm still seeing mostly nothing for Reels, but then I'm seeing Reels from people I don't even follow. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even being able to just enjoy the Reels of my friends. I'm still getting, you know, pushed these Reels by people that I don't even follow, who content I don't even be interested in, over pictures and stuff like that from my friends. So I think it's just, I don't think it's just as simple as people having an issue with change. I think that it's just way too drastic of a change, way too soon. And like I said, it's just, we love TikTok also. So why can't we just have both? Why can't we have Instagram for what we like about it and have TikTok for what we like about it? Like, why does everything have to be on one platform? It's kind of my take on it. And I'm kind of looking through the comments to see what other people say about it, because they've been saying a lot. And that's why we love the patrons.
Yeah, I think the thing with my personal opinion with why Instagram is doing this drastic change is because they kind of still want to stay relevant. We've known, like, you know, sure, social media come and go, and like some social medias like didn't make those changes to what people were liking, and they're not as popular anymore. So I feel like that's maybe what Instagram is doing, just trying to still stay relevant. Speaking of another change, you can change your feed to be like for your friends only. I think you probably are still looking through the home feed, which will show you other people's stuff that you don't follow. But the only issue with that is every time you hop on Instagram, you do have to change your feed that way.
Because it defaults, which, you know, most, to that.
Yeah, it defaults to that. Yeah, which most people, you know, won't do. You know, you just go on Instagram and go about your business. You're not going to always change it until, like, if you force yourself to get into that habit to do it. But yeah, I think overall with the planner community too, like, it is a predominantly photo-based community. Like, folks are doing flat lays and things like that, and that's what really brought a lot of people to the community. So I do get that. I think I may be a little bit biased because my preferred medium is video. I love creating video, so, you know, that this is probably why, like, I'm just like, you know, I don't really care either way for you know, for the photos. But I can get why a lot of the planner community is like, I love photos, and I still feel like you still should post photos and do carousels and all that stuff. Like, you don't have to like transition your whole Instagram feed to Reels because that's what's popping. I do feel like you should put a little bit of photos in there, especially if that's something that you like to do. But but yeah, I don't know. It's always so weird. Like, everybody's like, rawr. Every time I post a share, like whenever Instagram is doing something different, it's like, damn you, Instagram. And it'd be like, this is actually something beneficial for the smaller guy. But I mean, okay. Like,
I mean, here's the thing.
Don't fight me for it.
You ask, though. You ask people's opinion and they just tell you. Veronica said that she is not creative enough. And even though, Veronica, I disagree that you're not creative enough, I do think that brings up a good point as far as like how easy it is to use things. Like, it's so easy to just snap a picture of your planner spread and post it. Whereas Reels is more complicated just by default. And it's a learning curve. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you are not somebody who, you know, started off making YouTube videos or any type of video content, your primary medium was photos. Now, I think a lot of people do feel the pressure to figure out how to create Reels so that their content can stay relevant. If that's what, you know, a lot of the other people, especially people who are popular on Instagram, are doing. And it's kind of hard, like when a lot of people built their following on one type of content, they are kind of having to, you know, adapt and adjust to how Instagram is now, that if they still want to stick with that type of content, they are free to do that. But they are doing that knowing that their work and their art is just not going to get as much, it's not going to be pushed by the algorithm, basically. You know, Instagram is really into Reels and they're really into pushing that over other things. So I kind of feel like if Instagram was able to kind of level the playing field and just push original content, period, whether it's Reels or whether it's pictures, and wouldn't put such a preference on Reels, I feel like people would be able to adapt a little bit better to, you know, what a stark change it is. I think it's just too much too soon, and you know, most people don't adjust to change, you know, overnight. It takes some time to get used to. Like I said, Reels is a learning curve, and some people are willing to learn and put in that work to be able to keep up, and some people are like, I'm not really into making videos, like that's why I'm not on YouTube. Like, I don't want to do that, you know. So it's kind of an adjustment. Let me see.
Yeah, it's definitely a learning curve. I feel like even photography is a learning curve. Like, I would assume most people aren't just snapping with the poor lighting and throwing it up. I mean, mm-hmm. I get people do that, but that's not, you know, I'm sure that's not a person that's probably trying to grow their platform either. But yeah, it's a learning curve for everything. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people say that they aren't creative, like you said, but y'all truly are. Y'all really are creative.
It just takes more work and more effort, more energy.
Yeah.
You know, some of us just don't want to do that. That's why I haven't jumped on the Reels bandwagon, because I just don't want to. To be honest, like, I feel like it did take me time to figure out like how to make my pictures really, really good. And now it's just like, okay, I did all that, and now it's kind of useless because Instagram, I'm not even paying attention to the pictures no more. And now I have to learn how to do something else in order to kind of, you know, keep up with the Joneses, basically, aka, you know, Reels. And then here's another thing. With Instagram making all these changes, who's to say you put in all this effort to learning how to make really great Reels, and then Instagram does another 180 and starts pushing out something else after that? You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of, I feel like it's just, like I said, it's just too much too soon for a lot of people. And I don't think that they're just complaining just to complain. I feel like these are like valid complaints. Like, every time Instagram comes out with something, I just gotta roll my eyes. Like, all right, Instagram, you just pushing me further and further away from creating content, because I feel like the second I start, you're gonna make some other insane change that I'm gonna have to figure out how to deal with, you know. So I feel like it's kind of, I feel like it can be good for smaller creators, but I also feel like it's kind of, it might be kind of off-putting to people who want to be creators, because it's just such a learning curve, and you just never know when the next change is coming.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's true too. I feel like the world of the internet is so ever-changing. Like, I mean, YouTube was the place to be, what, five, four years ago or whatever. And now it's just, honestly, if you don't already have an established YouTube channel, it's going to take you so much harder to grow. And it really depends on the niche. Personally, in the planning niche, I think it's going to take a lot harder for people to grow. I don't really see, you know, that being an avenue right now. So, I mean, it's ever changing. If you really want to be a creator and grow, you kind of have to accept that fact. It doesn't mean like you don't have valid reasons to be upset about it, or, you know, right, be discouraged or whatever, but it is a kind of a part of the game that everything is ever changing. But yeah, I don't know. I may be a little biased with, because I do prefer video, but I still think there is room out here to still do photo flat lays and things like that. Like, I mean, I still look at it too. I think it's a valid area to still be in. Doesn't mean like just throw your whole Instagram array because they like Reels more. It's still a place for that.
Yeah, I agree. I hope people are still doing flat lays, and because I still enjoy seeing a planner spread here and there, but I just never see them anymore. Because if it's not the algorithm not pushing them, and combined with people posting them less, like I really never even see them a lot anymore. Brittany brought up a good point. She says she doesn't want to be on YouTube, which is what she likes about IGTV and Reel, that she can do a video without being a full-on YouTuber. Yeah, I definitely think that's
Yeah,
an
that's true.
advantage of like short form videos, that you don't have to, I mean, you're still putting in effort, but it's definitely not as consuming as making a full-on YouTube video is. Cindy said, I think IG doesn't really know what their niche strength is, so they just keep chasing other platforms. So it feels like constant whiplash for users. Yeah, I totally agree with that too. Like IG is just trying to do everything they can to grow and to stay competitive with the TikToks of the world, and who knows when another platform comes around. So I definitely don't fault them for it. It doesn't mean I have to like it at the same time. Like I can still be pissed about it, but they're free to do it. It's their company. It's
Yeah.
just so
Yeah,
much.
IGTV technically is gone. It's not like a separate thing for it, but you can still post. I feel like it's up to like 15 minutes or something. It just will go up on your regular, like a regular post instead of it being like a separate place.
I
But
didn't even know that.
It's all ever changing. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I get it. I get, the whiplash, I think, somebody said, was that Cindy? Yeah, the whiplash. I get it because it is ever changing and it is very quickly. But I mean, the way I see it is kind of is what it is. And you just kind of have to adjust to it. I see amazing reels that are literally just photos that are just being put into a template. So I mean, if you feel like you aren't creative enough to do super huge transitions, look and see what photography IG is really good at that. Travel IG, like if you just search travel and kind of look at what reels are out there, like there's way to kind of adjust and not feel like you have to basically do a freaking TikTok
Like
dance
recreate the
or
reel. Yeah. Oh my
learn a
gosh.
whole new, field or whatever. Like there's ways to do it, and I really think like check out travel and photography, Instagram, and see their reels. I think those will be really, really good in the planner community if you want to just share like all of your photos or all of your planners for that week and you just want to do flat lays. I think that is a really good way to go.
Colette asks, is anyone using the subscribe feature? I do not subscribe to anybody on Instagram. Do you subscribe to anybody on Instagram, Tyra? Or did anybody in the
I
comments, who, if
do.
so, who do y'all subscribe to?
I subscribe to, I think his name is Cord in the Kitchen. He it's he's a well obviously like a chef or whatever, and I just like his content, and it's really more so for me to have a way to support him. He doesn't like have like a Patreon and anything like that, so I'm like, oh, okay, I could throw $5 or whatever on it just to continue to support you. He does do exclusive lives where he like teach cooking and things like that every week. I don't have the time to do it, but I'm not opposed to, like, I haven't seen anybody in the planner community that at least I follow and want to support have that feature just yet, but I'm honestly not opposed to it. I'm more of those, like, it's very few Patreons that I subscribe to actually for their perks. It's more so just for a way for me to support the creator. But yeah, I mean, to me, it's just Patreon on Instagram, And speaking of additional changes, Instagram did say they are pushing for creators to get full of their revenue with that subscribe feature until 2023. So,
Well, that's good.
yeah.
How is, I wonder how it's already laid out to where they're not. Is there like fees or something that Instagram has that come out kind
They
of like how?
held out fees. I believe it was till sometime in like later 2022, at the end of 2022. After that, they were supposed to, but I think they pushed it on until 2023.
I think they're
So
probably trying to get
creators will
more
be
people
able.
to utilize that subscribe feature because maybe the fees were off-putting to some people. Yeah, Colette, she said, I haven't seen any people in the planning community saying subscribe to my IG when so many content creators have a Patreon already, but it may be to who I follow. Yeah, I haven't seen any either, but like you said, like most people in the planner community who want to go that avenue have probably already created a Patreon ourselves included. Because maybe, you know, if Patreon didn't exist and this was rolled out, this probably would have been something we would have looked into. But it's, you know, we already have a Patreon, so it's really no point. The same people who would subscribe to our Patreon are people who would subscribe to this. And it's just like, we don't have to double dip. With the same content, like if we were able to come up with some type of original IG content, that's one thing. But if you already have a Patreon, it definitely kind of is pointless. But if you don't have a Patreon and most of your stuff is on Instagram, I definitely think it's a good avenue if you want to start offering exclusive content. And I love the feature of having those exclusive IG lives, because I do join a couple IG lives that I wish were not open to the public. Friday Nights with Julie, I wish that she would put those behind a paywall. I'm just saying.
yeah, I totally agree. I don't know. As much as Julie has been a part of the community, it's just so wild that some people are still don't get her humor, but I would prefer to have that behind a paywall. But yeah, I don't know if it's rolled out technically to everybody just yet. I think it's like staggering. Okay. And honestly, our community is so niche down that I wouldn't be surprised if most creators don't really have access to it yet.
Yeah.
And if it is, it's probably some of those bigger ones. So I don't know. That may be a reason why we haven't really seen it too much in the planner community. But I'm not opposed to it.
Honestly. Yeah, I'm definitely not opposed to it either. We love us some exclusive content. So guys, we have a little bit of celeb garbage this week. And actually, Myra is going to be sharing the celeb garbage. Aren't y'all so proud of her? I am.
Is it that major? I just thought it was some messy AF. Okay. We talked about last time Omarion and the B2K fiasco, because you know that this is the only reason why I know celeb garbage, because I loved him growing up. But Omarion has now announced that he is going to be doing a B2K docuseries called Omega, the Gift and the Curse. And apparently it is going to expose who was really the issue in the B2K group.
Okay, so I saw the trailer for that. One, I'm very excited about it. And two, I feel like we know who is the true issue. It is Lil Fizz. It is not just Omarion. Like, I'm not saying that Omarion is innocent, but I think that Lil Fizz is the root of all evil. Like, I really, as far as the group goes, like, I feel like him, because if y'all are not familiar with the situation, Lil Fizz was a cast member of Love and Hip Hop a couple of years ago. So was Omarion's, the mother of his two children, April. April and Lil Fizz got really, really close at some point, and they were actually I don't know if they were in a full-blown relationship or if they were just hooking up or what. But obviously, that caused a very big wedge between Lil Fizz and Omarion, because it's like, even if you're not in a relationship with her, like, of all the women on the planet, like, you're gonna mess with the mother of his children. Like, it was just very slimy and very grimy on Lil Fizz's part, especially since it seems like it's not even like she was just somebody he was just really in love with or something. Like, he just played her and treated her like any other girl. So it was like, so you just ruined your friendship, your relationship with Omarion, and partially your involvement in the group for a hookup. Basically, you know, it was just very, very, very lame behavior on his part. And I think that was I think they probably all had some problems maybe before then, as far as Omarion and the other group members go, but that definitely did not help whatever tension was already there. And then at some point, Lil Fizz like did like a whole public apology to Omarion on stage for this April thing. So we thought they were all cool again, and clearly they weren't. And it's just a whole big mess. Like, can y'all just tour and get y'all money? I know y'all all need it. What's the point of all this?
So I don't know why he was trying to be messy with
Fizz the brokest one. Fizz is the brokest one. And he playing with his money like this. Make it make sense.
It's just wild. I mean, obviously, I feel like all of these boy band groups had some kind of falling out or some kind of drama. Like, even with the One Direction one has some recent drama. I'm not too privy of that. Mm-hmm. I just know a glimpse of the issues that they had, but I don't know.
Shout out to Harry. It seems like it's, I love me some Harry.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Harry. But I feel like it's always some downfall or some drama with these boy groups. Probably girl mm-hmm. groups too. I don't know. But Omarion was supposed to be our unbothered king, and now it's just feel like
he's very bothered.
Reached his peak. Yeah, he's reached his peak. He reached a point where it's just like it built up. And he's like, I got to defend myself. So I just hope it doesn't backfire in his face with all this.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. And speaking of boy groups, I've been seeing on TikTok, and I'm so happy that I finally reached the side of TikTok that is team JC over Justin Timberlake when it comes to NSYNC. Most of us NSYNC fans, okay? Like, a little shade to Justin Timberlake. Not a lot, but a little shade to Justin Timberlake. Most of us NSYNC fans understood that JC was really the one who was supposed to go solo and was really the one who was supposed to be the star of the group. And for some reason, Justin Timberlake got all that shine. And I'm not saying Justin Timberlake is not talented, but JC was always the more talented one. Like, y'all, this boy band drama, I can't. It's too much. It's more than the girl band drama. It's really more.
They pick the one who they want to push and be the solo who artist they in want. The face of the band. Yeah, regardless of if they are the more talented. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Because, I mean, I will die on that hill that JC is a better singer than Justin Timberlake all day, every day, twice on Sunday. I just think that Justin maybe just had more mass appeal. Some people think he's a little bit more attractive. He had the whole Britney Spears relationship that gave him a lot of clout and attention. You know, for whatever reason, he had a really good relationship with Pharrell back in the day. So they were making a lot of really amazing music together. It was just a perfect storm to set up Justin Timberlake to be like the star of the group when justice for JC. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Justice for JC. But at least with One Direction, I mean, I can't really speak for how talented the other group members are, but there's just no way that they got it more than Harry does, because Harry just got it. Harry Styles, I'm really into him. Like, I love his new album. I'm a big, big Harry Styles fan. Like, we listen to him often in this house. Like, all three of us love us some Harry. So I'm just saying, don't be trying to come for Harry one day.
Harry might got the niche. I don't know. I feel like what he does is completely different than what he was doing with One Direction.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so different. That's why I love him so much. Because, I mean, I wasn't like a One Direction stan or anything like that. I really didn't pay no attention to them at all. But I was a little too old when One Direction came out. But,
We were too old for that one. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the Omega docuseries apparently is supposed to drop July 21st. So I'll give you the updates, because I'm going to watch, because I'm a messy bitch.
I can't wait for drama. We might need to have a watch party or something. We might need to have a watch party. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah. We got to know the tea. Yeah. Rizzo. Yeah. I think a lot of people forgot he was a part of One Direction too, because it's so different.
It's so different. And One Direction was a minute ago. It was a minute ago. Colette said, JT became solo famous off the backs of the Black community. Ooh, period. Period. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
that's fact.
Justin, he did do that, and then went back to the poppy side of things.
Mm-hmm.
After he got, you know. Really big,
and now he getting dragged on TikTok for dancing, so everything karma always kicks back. And I'm not saying I'm not a Justin Timberlake fan, okay? Don't get me wrong, I have loved down some of his albums, but facts are facts, people, okay? We are here provide the biased truth, because that's how we feel. This is our platform. Oh my gosh. Last thing for us to wrap up the episode, we wanted to do something a little fun to talk about our favorite summer drinks. Amira, what are your favorite summer drinks? They can be alcoholic, non-alcoholic, whatever. Guys, share in the comments so we can get some new stuff to try as well.
Yeah, my two that are like kind of fairly new as well is the Simply Spiked Lemonade. Mm-hmm. Love it. Okay. Here for it. That's what I'll be drinking all summer. Mm-hmm. Literally bought two more boxes just because that's just going to be the go-to until the end of September.
I'm going to put that on my Target list. Did you get it from Target?
I don't know if y'all have Myers. Is where I found it.
I don't think so. Let me see. I'm going to have to look
it up. I haven't found it in Target.
Okay.
Or my local grocery store. Oh, literally only store I've had found it in is Meijer.
Okay, which is gotcha. Strange.
But yeah. If y'all seen it somewhere else, let Meg know because I'm not in the
allegedly Target has it. Oh, it's out of stock. I just looked it up on Target's website, but it's out of stock. It's not even made for shipping, of course, but all right, I'm going to look it up. I'm gonna find it.
Yeah. If y'all seen it in another store, let her know. But and then my like non-alcoholic one is the Paradise drink. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
So it is good. Good. I tried it this morning, even though I didn't have the vanilla sweet cream cold foam because they were out. Mm-hmm. It was really good. So I'm excited to try it with the vanilla sweet cold foam because that just makes everything better. So I know it's gonna take it from a 9 to a 10. I'm convinced. So I can't wait to have it like that.
Yeah, somebody compared it to the Dole Whip at Disney. I've never had it at Disney, but they compared it to that. Oh, okay. Hmm. So if y'all have had it before, that's what they said it tastes like. But I mean, if that's what Dole Whip tastes like, that's what I will be getting whenever I go back to Disney because it is amazing.
Absolutely. Same. Okay, so my unexpected drink. So my husband is like a big like bourbon drinker or whatever. He loves a good bourbon. He's always trying different brands and stuff. And one day he had some, and it's usually the only alcohol we have in the house because I just forget to buy wine and stuff. That's literally why we don't have more. But so one day he made me one with a Simply Lemonade in it, and it is delicious. Like, it's so good. Like, you gotta go like light on the bourbon and heavy on the lemonade. And that's what I've been drinking. Not a lot because I don't drink a lot, but that's what I've been drinking. What I've been drinking lately is a Simply Lemonade and a bourbon, and it's so good. So definitely check
what's
that
the
out
bourbon
and try
brand?
It Any bourbon brand. Because he's always trying a different bourbon brand. So we never have the same brand in the house. So just any bourbon and Simply Lemonade is really, really good. I have been loving it. Yeah. Danielle said ranch water. I have been hearing about this, and I'm not going to lie to y'all, okay? When I first heard ranch water, I was thinking like salad dressing ranch was the ranch that came to my mind. Not like a ranch, like aka a farm. That's not what I was thinking at all. So yeah, I'm gonna see. Is ranch water more of like a cider? Like what actually is a ranch water?
Yeah, you gotta drop the recipe because this is the first time I've ever seen that those two words together, and it was immediate no for me.
Yeah. What ranch did you think of? Did you think of salad dressing?
I thought of salad dressing. I thought of Waterdale white dressing. And I just, I don't like white-based dressing besides.
I was just thinking it was some type of like ranch flavored cider. I wasn't thinking it was like physical ranch in it. I was thinking it was a ranch flavored cider.
Yeah, you got to give us the ingredients to that one.
We need the ingredients. Mishinda said a pineapple cider. That sounds really good.
It does.
Very good. Danielle said house wine frosé. I love a good frosé, so I'm into it. Brittany said I love neutral. Is that what that means? She said she doesn't know if it's in the States. They're basically unsweetened white claws. Oh, girl. I don't even like sweetened like white claws. I don't know. White claws is so nasty to me. Like any of those hard seltzers / ciders, the hard seltzers, I hate those. Like, shout out to Laura. We had a lot of those in Hilton Head. That is her go-to. And I just drank them because they were there, because they don't do anything for me. They don't do anything for me. Flavor-wise, buzz-wise, nothing. It's literally just drinking like nasty water to me. And I'm sorry if anybody out there besides Laura love a good White Claw, because I'm just not into it. I have very strong opinions about hard seltzers, as y'all can see.
I'm just waiting on the voice note for when this is heard.
roast me. Do not roast me. Okay. This is just how I feel. No shade. I can't help my taste buds. Okay. The math ain't math with those.
I'm sure she'll love you regardless.
She will. She will. Veronica says spicy tamarind Smirnoff with cucumber Gatorade. Is that like a combination or are you able to buy it with all that? Let us know.
Yeah, it sound like a mix.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've had that Smirnoff before, though.
Mm-mm, I don't think I have either. Cindy said a Down East cider is my jam. Down East cider. Okay.
It's more regional.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, JC said, JC said she can't wait for some iced tea. They don't chill their tea in Germany. Whoa. So, okay, hot take. Who is a sweet tea fan and who is just an iced tea fan? It's sweet tea all day over here. I cannot drink unsweetened tea. What about you, Myra?
Oh, I didn't know that there was an option. I mean, I know that there is, like, people buy the unsweet tea, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I thought y'all buy that so you can put lemon and your own sugar in it. I didn't know y'all just drink it
unsweet. So in Ohio, it comes sweet tea? Like, it just comes that way? And you have to specify if you want it
unsweetened? No, there is options. Okay. There is the sweet and unsweet options, but I assume that you got sweet tea, well, unsweet
to sweeten
tea
it yourself,
to do it yourself, because maybe that the sweetness is too much or too little for you.
I think some people do, but I think some people just drink it
also. Yeah, that's wild to me. That's
yeah
wild.
That's wild to me as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, so yeah, I guess I'm team sweet tea.
Team sweet tea. Yeah,
this is darker water
basically, because yeah, it just don't, yeah, it don't do it.
Because even I sweeten my hot tea.
Yeah, same. Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
I guess different strokes. Different strokes to different folks. Danielle said tequila, lime juice, and sparkling water, no ranchers.
That sounds better. I actually will try that. Y'all just gonna have to name it.
I will try
else.
It too. Danielle said no ranchers. Like, don't be trying to call for her drink.
Y'all day.
That actually sounds really good.
It sounds so really good.
I'm shook. I'm kind of shook. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Heather said Palomas in the summer, tequila and grapefruit soda. That sounds that pretty good. Yeah. Colette said, I use White Claws as a mixer, but by themselves, it's an immediate no. Immediately no. Immediate no. Yeah, I can't. I literally can't do it. Brittany said, I love hard seltzers. I love hearing people who hate them describe them. How I feel about hard seltzers is how some people feel about like those sparkling waters like LaCroix and stuff. It's literally the same thing. It's just
How it tastes to you.
Mm-mm, that's how it tastes to me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of LaCroix.
Immediately no. Mm-hmm. Oh, we had a lot of team unsweetened teas in the chat. So do y'all literally drink it unsweetened or do you sweeten it yourself? Because we gotta know.
Oh, Brittany,
it's a Yankee thing.
It comes sweet. You have to specify unsweet. Why is that not here in America too?
Because the Canadians who get it. It should come sweet.
But Brittany is team unsweet.
I swear, that's wild. So you grew up.
Brittany also loved LaCroix too. You got a type, Brittany. You got a type.
Brittany. what seasons do you have in your cupboard, Brittany? I need to know. Because I'm starting not to trust you.
Look.
Okay. And Colette says she doesn't put sugar in her coffee either. Now, even though I can never drink black coffee, I know a lot of people are black coffee fans. So I guess I get it.
But there's flavor to black coffee to me. I feel coffee is a lot more flavorful than just plain tea.
Than plain tea, yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
And I mean just plain tea, not like a mix. Because I don't sweeten, like if I have a mix of like a strawberry tea from like David's tea or something. Mm-hmm. I don't add sweeteners to that because it's other stuff in there. But like just plain green tea.
Yep.
Can't. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I agree. JC said, I don't like sweetened unsweetened tea because the sugar doesn't dissolve. I hate fake sugar. Yeah, it does not dissolve. I totally agree. Yeah, you know, everybody has their own opinions. Brittany said earlier she doesn't like sweet drinks. Now, I do hate that about drinks, that it's just like if you do drink sweet drinks, it's just unnecessary sugars and calories that you're getting for no reason with no type of like food. It's not making you feel full or anything like that, but I like what I like. And it's like whenever I, if I want to drink something that tastes like nothing, my go-to is water. I love water. That's the only thing that I could drink with no sugar in it and still enjoy it. Everything else, I need to have some like some good flavor and some sweetness. I just do. This is how I am.
Yeah, I do love water. It has to be ice cold for me though.
Yes, ice cold water. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, guys, this has been so fun. Thank y'all so much for joining us. Shout out to the patrons for joining our live show. If you're interested in joining our Patreon, check out plannersandwine.com for all the information that you need in order to join us. Myra, did you have anything else for the people?
YouTube. I want to start pushing that a little bit more. We do put these videos up on YouTube a couple of days later than on the regular feed. But yeah, if y'all can join us over there, the link is in the show notes. Just check it out, stream it. We're trying to grow that platform.
Yes, we are. So definitely join us over there. Definitely join us over there. But yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us today. And we will talk.